ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
We're never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one.
Today's an interesting one. We threw it out there that we wanted to talk to someone with foreign accent syndrome. So that's where normally someone wakes up from a surgery or something traumatic and they've got a different accent to beforehand. And we have Kate Baggs on with us right now. How are you, Kate?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I can sense a bit of Irish in your accent.
Yes. So I do have a bit of an Irish lilt to my voice these days. I am Australian. I've never actually been to Ireland. And I developed this accent about 2 years ago after a really severe hemiplegic migraine episode.
Wow.
And that's where basically my body mimics having a stroke without actually having a stroke. So I get full like body paralysis down one side of my body. And in the middle of a sentence, my voice just changed. And I just kind of went, what on earth is going on?
It's so interesting. And it just baffles me that you can't control it, because I guess, you know, there's people out there that learn different accents all the time, but you can't put on an Australian accent anymore?
No, I really can't. I'm quite lucky in that now it's been about 2 years, and when I'm at home just with my family, I do tend to have much more of an Australian accent.
Oh.
But it just comes and goes. I have absolutely zero control over it anymore.
And did it kind of fade into your life? Like it was
a gradual...
Okay, so it was literally like a light switch.
Yeah, it really was. And it was literally in the middle of a sentence. I was so shocked.
Wow.
And then now it's more like a dimmer switch. It fades in and fades out as it wants to.
Have you had your brain studied or anything like that to see if there are any changes as to why this would occur?
I have. I've had lots of MRIs and CAT scans over the years, and nothing's ever showed anything. And I was very privileged to be on the 60 Minutes episode where they had a special neurosurgeon from Sydney who did a scan and is using new technology and was able to find that the language center of my brain is overactive.
Mm.
Has it affected your life in a negative way?
Look, I mean, it did to start with, because people really thought I was putting it on, and no one really understood what was going on. And so I had some friends who couldn't deal with it.
Wow.
And I've definitely lost a few people in my life over the fact that they just couldn't understand what was going on and didn't want to be bothered learning.
Wow.
That's awful.
But for the most part, it's been really good. Everyone's been really, really supportive. And I've got new friends because I found a community of people who all have the same problem. They've developed foreign accent syndrome. And I found a really good support group with that.
I feel like if your friends can't understand something as simple as this, like it's not life-changing or life-altering or life-ending. So if they can't understand that and they're out of your life, it's probably good riddance.
It probably is. It's still a very hard thing to, you know, to lose people over medical conditions.
Mm. Yeah.
The brain's such a complex, interesting organ, isn't it?
It really is.
Do you want your Australian accent back?
Look, some days I do, and I'm very lucky in that some days I do have it back now. But I'm so used to just fading in and out between Australian and Irish that this is normal for me now. I've accepted it, and I kind of like it these days because it's so normal now. So, I mean, as much as it would be good to be able to have one accent, which would be really nice because the fading in and out does get a bit tedious. Mm. But I'm honestly happy with whichever way my brain decides to go. English, Australian, Irish, whatever. One would be handy.
Just one would be handy.
Whatever it is, let's just stick with it. There you go, Kate. She had a rare condition of foreign accent syndrome that completely, I guess, changed her life. Mid-sentence started speaking with an Irish accent. Just an incredible story, Kate. Thank you for sharing it.
No worries. Thanks so much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast, Australia. Meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.